Thank you.
Your secretary, ready to move on to 27? Okay, we're going to move on to action item 27 on the agenda, the NEST Predator Bounty Program. Secretary Roblin and who's Keith helping you out on this?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Kevin Roblin here, Interim Secretary with Game Fish and Parks. Just wanted to go through some of a program overview of the NEST Predator Bounty Program that was conducted in 2019 and 2020. The department, Governor Noem and staff have a strong desire to conduct the program moving forward in the next 2 years. We're very supportive of that recommendation, and I'm going to turn things over to Keith. We do have some information and a resolution and some potential program changes that we're very excited to talk to you folks about this morning. So Keith, with that, please take it away, sir.
Thank you, Kevin, and good morning, members of the Commission and Secretary Roebling. My name is Keith Fisk. I'm a program administrator here with Game Fish and Parks, and just want to take a few minutes with you this morning to discuss the NEST Predator Bounty Program for the next 2 years with you folks. And just to remind individuals, if you weren't around at the time, maybe Commissioner Spring, but through Governor Noem's Second Century Initiative, we launched the NEST Predator Bounty Program in 2019 and then last year, 2020. And throughout the course of that program, the goal of this program has been to enhance pheasant and duck nesting success at a localized level through the removal of nest predators like raccoons, striped skunks, badgers, opossum, and red fox. Those are the primary nest predators that we see here in South Dakota. Along with that, a secondary goal of this program is to get youth and individuals out into the outdoors during a time of the year when maybe there's not traditional hunting or fishing activities that are going on. Let those people experience the outdoors and also be exposed to the trapping tradition, and with an ultimate goal of building a broader base support for habitat in general. A couple of details from the last 2 years was that we had around 4,300 participants during both years, and those 4,300 participants removed just under 81,000 nest predators, with the majority of those, around 90% of those, coming from eastern South Dakota, again focusing on areas where we do see the bulk of the pheasant and duck nests in the state. Some other information that may be interesting for commissioners was that in 2019, we paid out $547,000 in bounties to participants. And then this last year in 2020, we paid out $132,000. And if you recall, in 2020, there were some changes from the 2019 program. It reduced the payment per predator down from $10 down to $5. We feel strongly that that significantly reduced participation. And we also, obviously, with the COVID pandemic, our offices were closed at just about the same time. It started in April, so that's shortly after the pandemic hit. Our offices were closed. We were asking people to freeze their tails. People may not have had storage space. So just due to a number of different reasons here in 2019, we did see participation dip. Now, that said, to try to increase that participation and bring this program back here for 2021 and 2022, we would like to have a discussion with you folks to consider about raising that price per predator back from $5 to $10, and also reestablishing a cap for the bounty program payment of $500,000 per year. Along with that, we would also like to expand the program to run from April 1st through July 15th. Last year, that program shut off on July 1st, and we just feel that if we give individuals a few more weeks during those summer months, we'll also see some participation trickle in during those last few weeks of July. And then also to help generate and spark some additional interest with this program, we're going to be giving or providing weekly giveaways for individuals that are 17 years of age and younger to try to spark some additional interest from youth. We know the last 2 years we've seen about 15% of the participants be 17 years of age and younger. But we're hopeful by providing a prize package that has some live traps, a knife, and a trapping educational book, that we can get some additional youth involved and participate in this program. And then a couple other things that we're going to do to help participation grow this year is that in 2019, after the initial program, we did have a survey completed that we shared with you folks. And while we saw that around 80% of South Dakota residents approved of the program, one thing that really stuck out to me was that only around 30% of individuals were aware of the program. So we really want to have a targeted and a strategic approach to communication. So we'll be working with our communications staff to put together a really good plan to help broaden that awareness, not only for youth, but for all South Dakotans, to really make people aware of this program. And then we're also going to expand our Ethics South Dakota program, which is a cooperative effort that we have with 4-H, which introduces youth to trapping and fur handling and some of those types of things. That the interest in that program really took off the last few years. A really good shout out to Tania Benke for that. And we're going to try to reach some new audiences here in South Dakota over the course of the next couple of years through that program. So we're excited about that. And I guess with that, we'd like to have some discussion with you, the commission, hear your thoughts on increasing those bounty payments and the total program cap, as well as the time frame of when that program will run. And what we'd like to do is have that conversation, hear those pieces of information, and then put that into a form of resolution, which would then go out to the public for a 30-day public comment period, and then you would take final action on that resolution at your next meeting, which would be the early part of March, which would be plenty enough time for us to get this thing rolled out and implemented, hopefully starting on April 1st. So with that, Mr. Chair, I would be happy to answer any questions and look forward to the discussion.
Thanks, Keith. With that Ethics South Dakota program, doesn't that also partner with the South Dakota Trappers Association as well as 4-H in the department?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I did leave out the South Dakota Trappers Association has been playing a critical role. Thank you for bringing that up, along with the 4-H folks. And we couldn't do this program without those individuals because, again, they really do have that expertise. And it's a really good cooperative effort between three or four different entities.
Yeah, that's great. I think that we've got 11 different counties that are participating in that now, and 120-plus kids. I'd like to see those numbers double on both ends, so keep up the good work on that. It's getting our young people involved is definitely important. So I'll open it up for questions or comments from the rest of the commission. Sure. Commissioner Whitmire.
Thank you, Keith. Yeah, good presentation. Thank you, Keith. On the dates specifically, I guess I know this year we can't get going until April 1, just because of the time. But moving forward, I think I mentioned it last year, I'd sure like to see this thing start up in March. I'd like to see the people being able to do the trapping as soon as the Wisconsin raccoons come out of hibernation. Raccoons don't really hibernate, but they do kind of shut down. But they become very active when that weather starts to warm up, when their dens become flooded with spring runoff and culverts get flooded. There's a lot of activity, a lot of movement. They're looking for breeding grounds. I think we're missing out on something if we're not utilizing March as well. And I, you know, much more prefer that than the 2 weeks into July as far as even the opportunity for the people that are out there. Summer gets busy with people. March is just, I guess historically, when I've noticed, as soon as that snow starts to melt, I just see a lot of activity. You see a lot of road, you know, use and whatnot. So, anyway, otherwise, great presentation, and I'm certainly behind the Predator program. I think it enhances the habitat that we have. I think we lose a lot of opportunity with our nesting. I think if we can get more nests through, I believe that we had up to 75% nest loss in the past to predators, and if we can curb that, man, it's a great investment when you look at all the habitat that we have, and you look at improving that. If we can improve that nest success, smaller investment than other options, I think it's a win for everybody. So thank you.
Other questions or comments from the commission? Keith, I've had a few people ask me if there would be, and I already, it's kind of redundant because I know the answer, but will there be any more trap giveaways associated with this year's rollout?
At this time, Mr. Chair, we are not planning to provide any more free traps. If you recall, you know, in 2019, we gave away just shy of $1 million worth of traps. So we feel like we've covered the folks out there that needed that equipment pretty well, and at least got them started. And again, with those weekly trap giveaways for youth that participate, there would be an opportunity for those kids to be able to pick up another trap or two through those giveaways and participation in the program.
Thanks. Anybody else have questions or comments? Commissioner Bees?
Commissioner Bees here. I also believe, like Commissioner Whitmore, that I'd rather see the extension of the service on the front side into March rather than into July. But I'm in full support of the program and want to see it move forward, but I would like to see that one change next year, if possible.
Commissioner Locken here. From a personal side, I see a lot of good in this program. We have a lot of the hen pheasants trying to nest in the same habitat that the raccoons are held up in, and I think it does a lot of good. I see two people that, an eight-year-old that just love doing it, and I also see probably a 72-year-old Air Force pilot from the Vietnam era that has a hard time getting around. He can no longer pheasant hunt. He can't do a lot of the activities he wants to do, but it's real important to him that he can do this program. It isn't for the money, but he just loves doing it. And I would make the motion to move this forward.
Been a motion by Commissioner Locken and a second by Commissioner Spring. Further discussion on the motion. Commissioner Sharp.
Where are we at with Bob Travis's idea? Is that something that you amended to right now?
Through the chair.
Go ahead.
Kevin here again. Yes, we could amend the resolution right now. We could say we start March 15th and end July 1st. We could do that, and then we'd run that for 2021 and 2022. This would be a two-year recommendation. That's what the consideration would be. I guess that's what's on the resolution right now. And we can have those conversations if we want to move those dates up. I will say one of the reasons that date is April 1st is because the primary nesting season, nest initiation, doesn't start really until May. Especially with ground nesting, pheasants and ducks in particular. Canada geese will start nesting earlier than that. But for the most part, we'll see those nest initiation dates end of April, early May. And we want to make sure then we're putting that harvest pressure on those nest predators during that time frame, especially during April and May.
Mr. Chair.
So my question would be to Commissioner Whitmire or Mr. Bees, what are your thoughts on going forward? That explanation makes sense to me, but I'd like your thoughts.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, I totally agree that the kick date would be May 1 for nesting. I mean, you're not going to find ducks and pheasants nesting before that, but a population reduction in predators is a population reduction. And, day zero is better than day 15 into the nesting for me. Reduction is a reduction, and the earlier we can do that, the fewer harvest dates, I guess, that the predators would have. So I guess I would still prefer March 15 because, you're still reducing the predators that are out there. Better off if we do it earlier, in my view.
I would second that amendment.
Do you want to make?
Oh,
do you want to make that a motion to amend?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So I would move to amend with March 15 as the start date and July 1 as the shutoff.
Okay. So we have a motion to amend by Commissioner Whitmire, seconded by Commissioner Sharp. Discussion on the amendment. I would agree that getting an earlier start. I mean, I've been kind of going, all right, well, March I'll be out shed hunting or doing whatever anyway. It'd be kind of nice to be checking traps while I'm doing that, so I'm with you on that. And I think that it won't screw up any of our fiscal stuff because we've already allocated the money for this, and so moving it up and giving us a chance to stretch our legs earlier in March rather than waiting around until May looks like a good idea. So with that, the motion to amend, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion to amend carries. Now back to the original motion on the amended motion. Any other discussion on that? We're voting to pass the proposal as amended. Seeing no further discussion on that, all in favor indicate by aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll move on. Thank you, Keith. That was a nice job presenting on that.
You say, Mr. Chair, just one last thing, just so I'm clear, then what we'll do then is we'll craft that resolution with those points, moving the start date up, and again, kick that out for the 30 days, and then you'll take final action here at the March 4th or 5th meeting then, correct?
That'd be correct, and then you'll have about 8 days to get this thing ready for prime time. Good luck with that.
Very good. Thank you.
John. Chairman, well, he had a... Sorry.
Mr. Chair, just a point of clarification for the dates. Commissioner Beast, you said March 15th to July 1st. Was that your motion?
Right.
Okay.
So we'd shorten it up. We'd take those 2 weeks off the other.
Gotcha. Right. Thank you.
That's the way I understood it as well. Secretary Roebling.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to say thank you for the support of this very important program, and we can definitely conduct the program with those dates, and yeah, we'll make it happen. So we'll have a short turnaround time after that March meeting, assuming the final approval does occur, and we're excited to implement. So thank you for the support.
You're welcome. Thank you.